the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today in studio with us is Kathy Evert. Now, why is she here? Well, because we saw a press release not too very long ago that was talking about new businesses opening up, Ankeny Cinerama and Yesco Des Moines. We're going to find out more about what all that is and what the heck is Kathy doing in our studios today. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Kathy. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how did all this come about? What made you decide to open up not one, but a couple of opportunities?
Well, you know, I was looking for a business to acquire and learned about the Cinerama in Ankeny being available, and I purchased that about 2 years ago. And at the early stages of that, learned about a new opportunity to add on to Cinerama, and that was Yesco Sign and Lighting, and it's a service and repair division. So they were just a good fit, and happy that we've got it launched and just celebrated
a
grand
cool.
opening.
So Yesco is a company that goes out and fixes stuff.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. And then Cinerama is the thing that makes the stuff.
You got it, Michael. It's that simple.
Yeah, they didn't make me the founder and host of this thing for nothing. So how did you get into the sign business?
I knew the previous owner of Cinerama in Ankeny. His parents were very good friends of mine, and learned about the opportunity that he had and what I was looking for. So it was just a good fit. So that's how I got into the sign business.
And have you ever been in business for yourself before?
I have been doing some consulting business. Yeah. And before that, I was doing business development through economic development organizations around the state.
Got it. So, Kathy, what is Cinerama Build? What do you guys do over there?
You know, we make yard signs. We do vehicle graphics, a lot of vehicle graphics. We put vinyl on windows, doors, walls, and vehicles, of course. We'll make and order large custom signs for buildings, lit signs, flush signs on buildings. We'll do trade show displays. We'll do
the whole
anything
thing.
You want to put your name on it. Well, we can probably do it for you.
Got it. And do you is this? Let me think how I'm going to ask this. Is this something that you have it printed elsewhere? Are you printing in house?
We print it in house.
So you print in house.
Yes.
Okay.
We have wide format printers
Got
in
it.
Our house. We have.
Because there
machines
are sign
cut,
companies
yes.
out there that,
yes,
that,
there
that have all this done elsewhere,
right.
And they just have a person answering a phone, and
yes.
they go about doing whatever
sure.
they do. So you guys are actually creating the stuff.
We're creating the stuff with the vinyl, the big lit signs.
Mm-hmm.
We use other vendors outside,
and
then we install
sense.
Them, and now we service them.
Now you service them, too.
Exactly.
Yesco. Where did Yesco come from?
Yesco is still a family-owned business
nice.
That's based in Salt Lake City. This is their 98th year. And I had
they've
a chance
been fixing
to, yeah,
signs a long time.
Well, they've been building signs a long time, too, which is why they got into the service and repair side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever go to Las Vegas or any place where there are a lot of casino signs and a lot of olden day neon signs, that's where they got
that's
their
where
start.
That's where they got them.
Yes.
What kind of trends are you seeing in signage? I mean, many communities out here have sign language that have to be adhered to.
Exactly.
I suspect that they are different in various parts. I mean, you can have a storefront or a building or a business in this community, and it's going to have different qualifications
right.
or signage than this one.
Right.
Is that
they
pretty
are
common?
They're all different.
Do you have to know that? Or
yes, we do. It's
are
part
you
of our job,
okay.
part of the service that we provide to our customers.
So if somebody comes in and says, I want this 80-foot sign to slap up on top of my building, and I'm in Clive, and you can go, I don't think so. That's not going to happen.
Let's show you the fine print here. So no, we need to know all of those, and we do. That's just a part of the service that we provide to customers.
When I asked about the trends, are there certain trends that are going on now in the sign business that
like every industry, technology is so technology's changing, and then certainly on the lighting side we're doing
the halogen things
LEDs. So they've been changing the electric sign world and outside lighting quite significantly, and I think the prices have changed and improved like everything tends to over time, and the return on investment's improving greatly too. So We're seeing more companies retrofit their signs and lighting.
There is great concern, I know, when some very large billboard companies out here started with moving actually video type boards that were out there, and people were saying, oh, they're going to be watching those and crashing into each other and, you know, wrecking cars, and it's going to be just a macabre adventure on Grand Avenue. That's not really happened, though, has it?
Well, I think they're regulated pretty strongly. So, and I'm in Ankeny, and so in Ankeny, you cannot have multiple colored message centers, for example. So I think the sign ordinance side of things has helped protect that as
well. So, shucky darn, with those neat LEDs, you could be able to change the color on your sign at all times, couldn't you?
Not in every place.
Not in every place. Right. But could you time it so that it's not? For example, if it's Michael Libby Enterprises, and today it can be white and tomorrow it can be blue?
No.
No. Really?
No.
What a shame.
Single color. Yes. Single color.
Those great LED lights, and we can't do that kind of stuff. But that would be cool.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have to see if we can't get folks to change their mind on that. So that's a safety concern, you think? Is that what they're saying?
It is just a safety concern. You know,
safety. And probably who wants garish blue on their sign? When we talk about signage, individual letters and all of those things, standout signs that are backlit and that. There are some restrictions on those too, aren't there? Various places?
There are size restrictions generally. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very common. So it's based on the size of the building and frontage and that kind of thing. So
Kathy Everett is with us. Do most business owners know all that stuff, or is that
No, of course not.
No,
you know, I'll share a quick story. I had a new business owner walk in a couple of weeks ago and bought their signs from New York City or someplace.
Yes.
And I think that was our response. And then just wanted us to install them. And we're like, well, did you get a permit for these first? And so, there's a big learning curve for some more than others. Yeah. But, we get to walk them through all of that.
Very nice. Do you have design staff?
Yes, I do. Okay. I have two designers on staff.
And so how does all that work? Somebody comes in and says, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And designers go, well, we need to maybe tweak that.
No,
we'll
give them our best advice.
Okay.
But the customer still has to approve it and accept it. So. But, yeah, we have two full-time graphic designers, and they'll work directly with the customer on tweaking existing artwork that they may have or just starting from scratch.
When you do that, is that an add-on charge or
is
that come? Okay.
Yes, it is.
So that's an opportunity for your graphic designers to be creative.
Absolutely.
On the same time, and then obviously you get to pay for that. Good stuff. Her name is Kathy Everett, ladies and gentlemen. She has Signorama. What a great name. Do you have signs on Signorama?
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. I figured you
have it on my car, and I have it on the garage
door. You got a wrap on your car?
I do. Yes, I do.
Does that work pretty well?
It does. It's great. It's mobile advertising.
It is all the time, isn't it?
All the time.
And isn't it amazing what they've been able to do with those wraps? I remember when those came out years ago, and they were pretty clunky. But now you can see through them. You can cover windows. I mean, on some things, I suspect, and others not so much. But the graphics are really pretty cool.
Right. And they're, some people are kind of surprised at what they cost. But so we'll work with the customer. There's just a lot of ways you can put your logo, your business name, contact information on a vehicle very affordably. Affordable advertising.
I'm so old that I remember when you would put magnetized things on the side.
Can still do that. Can,
really?
Yes.
People still do that?
People will still do that.
Although the magnet.
I did that until I got my vehicle
there
wrapped.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
but
they look different now. Mm-hmm. And today, those magnets are probably all throughout that back end of that, and you can do some nice graphics on the back in the day when we were doing that, back in the 1970s and 80s, it was pretty plain.
Sure.
Just block letters on a white background.
And we can print anything and put it on that magnetic material, and it
works
great.
There you go.
Works great.
Cool. What's the best part of your job, Kathy?
You know, the best part of my job is still what I liked the most about my previous career, and that's it's never boring. Every day is different. Every day I'm working with a different business or 10, and everybody's needs are different, and learn something new every day, and it's never boring.
We call that ADD. You know, those of us who are afflicted with that disease like to be busy on multiple projects at the same sort of time. I understand that. Kathy Everett, ladies and gentlemen, is her name. She owns Sinorama in Ankeny and Yesco of Des Moines. Now, are they both located in the same place?
We're in the same building. When you call us, we answer both. And
that's a long name.
And it's they're just a great marriage together, and it's helping meet the goal that we wanted to be a full-service sign shop. So not only will we design it, create it, build it, I'll install it, and I'll service and repair it.
I would suspect that the recent economic boom that we're having here in the Des Moines metro has been positive for your business.
I mean, sure. It's been positive for the whole industry, yes.
So your former owners got out at a decent time for you because things started to pop after they got out of the business, so to speak, eh?
He got it started, so I'm grateful for
that. And now there's all kinds of business going on in Ankeny. Do you? I suspect you do. You do business outside of Ankeny.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do you market yourself?
You know, we have a great presence on the internet, and that's an area where we, all the Sinoramas for the most part, do a lot of Google advertising, a lot of social media advertising. But we also network a lot locally. So I'm a member of three local chambers of commerce here. I'm a member of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and we work our own personal networks that we have. So
very nice.
So we try to be involved.
In our small business spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, it is Sinorama, Ankeny, and Yesco, Des Moines, Kathy Everett. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
All right.
It was fun.
Congratulations. Are you in the... Our friends over there at the Ankeny Chamber?
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Say hi to them for
me. I sure will.
All right, we know them all. All right, we've got to scoot on out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means we turn into pumpkins around here on the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, for Kent Sovereign earlier in the broadcast, and also Kathy Everett in our small business spotlight today. Tyler Hackenmiller is the producer. He's the guy that twists the dials and makes everything available to you on the radio, and also we'll have this on our podcast page. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, well, that happens to be the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Jeff Delvaux is the station manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests, we hope that you're back with us again tomorrow with another edition of the Business News Hour. We get to do this Monday through Friday from 5 until 6 o'clock, the only daily hour-long business news broadcast in the Midwest, right here in Des Moines. Have yourself a great evening until tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.